Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts, and to this random new episode that doesn't have a title yet. But nonetheless, I have an idea of what I want to talk about today, and it's really a very, very important topic: balance. Yes, I think it may sound cheesy, but striking the right balance in your life and keeping it intact is so important. I potentially think like this because I'm a Libra, so I always strive for the perfect balance in things and try to balance out different areas of life with each other and also different kinds of behavior, so to say. But what I'm noticing while I'm working on a really big art project right now, it's a drawing that's very detailed, to say the least. What I'm noticing working on it is really that sometimes it's important to push yourself a little to do something, but then again, you have to know when to stop. Because with drawing, at least for me, when I lose focus, I tend to get sloppy. And if I keep working in this way, I'm not going to like the end result. So it's really important to strike the right balance between having fun and kind of not forcing yourself, but keeping yourself accountable and consistent in working on the artwork, and also having the right balance between knowing when to stop and knowing when to keep going and push through. And I think that's true for different areas in our lives. You know, I think that we have to know when it's important to push ourselves a little and when it's time to take a break and just come back to it later, or leave it altogether. And I don't have the perfect recipe for knowing when to do what, but I would say listen to your intuition, listen to your instincts, listen to your heart in those situations. Because most of the time, if we try to rationalize things too much, they get a little bit too analytical and we can't always force ourselves. That's not the point of life. It's certainly not the point of art, and it's not good for us. Like, I think in the long run, what makes people sick is staying in situations they don't want to be in for too long. And being sick because of different, let's say, experiences or components. And I don't know if you've had this experience, but I think that disease is oftentimes linked to a certain state of mind as well. Like, of course, it goes both ways. If your body isn't super strong, if your body is weakened and sick, you don't feel good. But the other way around is also true. So I, for my part, know that I need to learn to stand up for myself a lot more in life, like to really demand what I want and take active steps towards it. So that's definitely something I'm taking care of and learning and trying to incorporate a lot more in my life. So I really want to assure you that you can trust yourself. You can trust your judgment and you can trust your instincts and your intuition and your heart. And that's what's going to make you successful and what's going to help you reach your goals. And I really hope you enjoyed this episode. As a little reminder, if you did, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you very soon. Bye.